Hey, good morning. We are on day 14. If you see something, say something. This is a verse that I quoted in this chapter. Very, very important verse from Sefer Vayikra, the book of Leviticus, that tells us really three things. One, we're not supposed to hate our brother in our heart, the prohibition of lo sisna esachicha belvavecha. We're not permitted to harbor hate for a fellow Jew. Hocheach tocheach et amitecha, you shall surely correct your neighbor. Velo tisa lav chet, and don't bear sin because of him. And all the commentaries struggle with, what is that last phrase, right? The first two phrases are pretty straightforward. Don't hate your brother. If you see incorrect behavior, you're supposed to point it out. You shall surely correct your neighbor. But don't bear sin. What sin is that referring to? And Nachmanides, the great Ramban, wrote that it's referring specifically to the sin of harboring hate by not pointing something out. He says that basically these three clauses, not hating, correcting your neighbor, and not bearing sin, are all interconnected. And it's referring to a situation in which one person has offended another person. And what is the Torah telling us to do in a situation like that? Hocheach tocheach et amitecha. Correct your neighbor. Say something. The Torah is telling us to express our feelings, and failure to do so, to call out the inappropriate behavior, is going to result in the offended party bearing sin. What sin? The sin of hating a fellow Jew. And that's what happens when we don't share what's going on beneath the surface. We let it fester and it could grow into hate. Now, I'm not saying that we should share every little situation. When we're ticked off, we'll become that very annoying friend that nobody wants to hang out with. If we're super overly sensitive and we keep pointing out everything, some things we just have to sort of like take it as it goes and don't make a mountain out of a molehill, as they say. But when something is really bothering you, you really should figure out a way of saying something. And of course, saying it in a strategic and smart way. I spoke about this in the chapter, not to attack the other person, not to say it in front of other people, to take them aside privately. What you did makes me feel. Always use the language of makes me feel, as opposed to what you did is terrible, because you put the other person on defensive. But that's a very, very important teaching in terms of our interpersonal relationships, that we should not sweep something under the rug, but figure out a way of sharing our discontent so that we don't come, God forbid, to hate a fellow Jew. Now, the same holds true, actually, in dealing with a fellow Jew who is violating a Jewish principle. Judaism teaches that we are Kol Yisrael, Arevim Zebazeh, we're all responsible for one to another. And therefore, when we see a fellow Jew doing something against the Torah, we're supposed to correct our neighbor, hocheach tocheach. That's the kind of the basis for the mitzvah of outreach, of reaching out to people. But it's got to be done out of love, and it's got to be done in a positive way, because if you feel that calling someone out or saying something is just going to turn them off more, or it's not going to be favorably received, then there's no such mitzvah. It's no different than what we spoke about before, that if I say something to someone because they offended me, and I know they're not going to receive it favorably, I know they're, you know, our relationship is not where it needs to be for this person to hear what I'm saying, then there's no mitzvah to say anything, because the mitzvah is to try to correct the situation. If it's not going to correct anything. So if you see somebody, you know, let's say, you know, not in keeping with Shabbat, right? But they don't keep Shabbat in general. So you don't run over to them and say, hey, don't you know about this thing called Shabbos? But what you could do is say, this is great organization, MJ. They run these great Shabbat dinners. They have beautiful services on Shabbat, and always using positive language. You know, this has been so great for me. And I want to just share something that I saw that my son, Ezra, shared with me from the Rambam, the great Maimonides, because the outreach attitude has always got to be out of love. I love A, I love you, and therefore I want to bring A to you. And if you go to a great movie and or you read a great book, and then you come home to your spouse, and you love your spouse, and the movie was awesome. So what are you going to do? You're going to keep it quiet about the movie? No, you're going to say, dude, you got to go see this film. It's got to read this book, especially this chapter. It shows that you love the thing and you love the person. And the Rambam writes this, Maimonides says, it included within a separate mitzvah, the mitzvah of Ahavta Hashem Elkecha, to love the Lord your God. There is a mitzvah to love Hashem. We say it every day in the Shema, that this commandment, says the Rambam, also includes that we call other people to Hashem, to believe in him, to love him, to be connected to him. And how could you not? How could you not? Because if you really love Hashem and you love someone else, and having Hashem in your life with Torah and mitzvot, whatever degree that you have Hashem and his Torah and mitzvot in your life, and it's doing something positive for you, then how could you not share it to another person? But that has to be the attitude. And my experience in outreach over the years has been that when you come to other people and you show them, you demonstrate how this has been so positive for you, for your family, for the people you know, then it's infectious, it's contagious. Other people want to have it. But if it's just like, well, we're all supposed to do it, I'm stuck with it, you're stuck with it, your mother's Jewish, my mother's Jewish, so we're Jews, and we have no other choice, you got to do this mitzvah, of course, that's not going to be favorably received. If it's coming from a place of love, look at what this has done for me, this could be really wonderful for you, but it has to be done, obviously, in the right way. Just like we would rectify an argument or a debate with someone else, has to be said in the right way as well. Have a wonderful day, and good luck with this. This ain't easy.